like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And this is the time for transgender. So we have a film called A Fantastic Woman. Now, Kev, is it a fantastic film?
Well, it certainly is a fantastic performing film. It won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film. It's Chilean.
Yeah.
Fantastic does put it at the top.
And I certainly enjoyed it. What do you think is its real drawing card?
It does deal with trans issues. The basic gist of the story is this man is having a relationship with a trans woman who is younger than him. They live together, and she's a singer at a lounge, and he unexpectedly dies.
He's divorced. Yeah. And he just keels over.
She is left having to deal with his family, who has survivorship rights, just dealing with the fact that they're trying to work through all the states, and they don't accept her at all. The big draw is that it's a trans movie. It's a completely foreign film. It takes place in Chile. It's all about Chilean issues.
But don't you think there's a universal approach to this?
Oh, sure.
In the sense that everybody's just dancing around the issue without having full experience with it.
I think in general, definitely. The movie, there's not a whole lot of dancing, and you know.
No, there isn't, right.
They don't like her.
Because even the police treat her like a criminal.
Yes. She's suspect the second she
walks
on.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So most people, if they don't know already, they figure it out pretty quickly that she is transgender.
Yeah.
And they right away apply some kind of a negative spin on their relationship with her. But I think your implication is so true. They just are not accepting it.
Right? Not allowed to come to the funeral. They don't want her living there. They won't give her a dog back. It are universal themes for those people who are transgendered and the struggle that they're going through. Right. It's not just an American issue. Well, but we forget that everybody's dealing with the same stuff.
And what I like about the film is it's almost as if there's no need to explicate the whole transgender thing. She is ostracized as a woman might be ostracized by a family because they just don't like her.
Well, yeah, there's already that.
Yeah.
That she's considered the other woman anyway. That gives them an extra level of cruelty as opposed to just harassment. There's some bad stuff that happens.
You know, some things that the audience maybe feel that it will be uncomfortable are not so. Even the loving scenes between him and her.
Yeah.
I think are very well done.
Well, it's funny. I saw this movie on a screener because it was during award season, so I got sent the disc. And I was just putting in movies and watching them with no context at all. I didn't even, it took me a while to catch up to what was actually going on because I think part of the thing is the movie relies on the fact that you go in, most people are going to go in knowing the subject matter.
Yes.
And I didn't. I was like, what's the big deal? Oh, I get it now. And then I started to figure it out. And of course, I'm reading subtitles. And I was a mighty bit confused at the beginning.
But you could be. You could say, well, this is an older man, younger woman. And you could roll along with that until somebody questions. I think the doctor, when the doctor begins the questioning of her at the hospital, is when, for those people who weren't in on it, did get in on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
certainly
some point.
The police coming in there.
Oh, right, yes.
And here's the thing that's interesting when it comes to transgender rights and treatment of transgender people is there's two cops that are dealing with her, and one of them is just like, you know, just doesn't care. Why are we tiptoeing around this? And the other one's trying to be sensitive, but she's just as awful.
Oh, yeah, the sexual assault lady.
Yeah, because she's like, well, no, we have to treat her as a woman in this. But still, she's suspect on every level. Just because you're being polite about certain things and paying attention, you can still be a horrible person about it.
Kevin, the scene that best exemplifies that for me is when she's forced to strip. Now, for the audience who might be a little bit queasy, half the body is not exposed.
You're not seeing anything. Yeah,
to me, it's a love story, and it's about an outsider. It's about grief. It's about what you do when it seems like the world is against you. And I think that she, Danielle Vega, would have been nominated.
It's like, it reminds me a little bit of Tangerine several years ago, when there was a real big push by Magnolia to get the trans actress who was in that movie, that she should have been nominated.
All right, Kevin Carr, the film is A Fantastic Woman. Do you have a fantastic grade for this?
A B plus?
I'm going to give it an A.
All right.
It sounds to me like we're saying if you want, at this time of year, a really good film to see A Fantastic Woman.
Fantastic. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Read reviews and listen to shows online at WCBE.org.